What is this shift?
It really feels like a really powerful card, set of cards there. Yeah, it's like stupidly simple.
Keep it simple, stupid. Keep it stupid, simple. Either way, it's a kiss.
Shall we start it? Is you ready, or do you got more thought?
Any other thoughts are for the show.
Shall come and flow as they need.
Yes, flow through us, flow through me for the people.
Bada bing, bang, boom.
Tom, Tom.
Still
Welcome.
got to look up how to. Oh, we're starting?
Yeah, I thought
We're
so.
starting! We
We're starting.
started.
Unless
Kaboom!
you
Welcome,
wanted to look something
50s.
up.
I don't know. Let's start again. Ready? One, two, three. Boom!
Boom.
Welcome,
Welcome.
shifties.
Shift hit the fan.
Splat! Ready to be a little shifty.
Yeah. We have a kiss for you. Keep it simple, sillies. The main card, Knight of
Knight
Pentacles.
of Cups, Knight of Pentacles.
The hidden energy, Queen of Cups. We gonna talk about it right now.
The funny thing is I don't think the Queen of Cups is as hidden as, like, it doesn't feel hidden to me. It is like the main character. It's almost like they're equally matched in this.
Relationship,
Yeah.
this dynamic. Want to say more on that?
Sure. Should I go with my
Start us off,
thoughts?
yeah.
Yeah, so I really like this Queen of Cups. In this card, she's so intensely focused on this beautiful and intricate cup that she has. And she's surrounded by water as if, like, she's on land, but it's like she's presented with all this water, all this flow. And the way I see the water is this aspect of change, the thing that can be a solid or a liquid or a gas. So it can change states, but it also flows and is continually moving. And so there's all this change happening around her, this ability to change, but her focus is set on this treasure that she has, which goes really in line with the book that I just read, The Alchemist. Going on your personal legend, finding your treasure. Oh, that was such a magical book. I have never read an entire book straight in a row, and I did with that book. It was amazing.
Good book.
Yeah, it was really cool. But yeah, so, like, she's found her treasure, she's found her intent, she's found her focus. And I think sometimes we get so focused on things that we lose track of everything else going on around us. But we have to remember that the things that are going on around us, the things that we're losing track of, that we're not handling or controlling as much, they're taking care of themselves. Maybe they're falling into disarray, but maybe disarray is what they need. And we don't have to take care of everything around us. As we find our treasure, as we find our intent, everything comes together for that. And this is where the Knight of Pentacles comes in. There's this knight in shining armor who's gone and fetched the resources that she needs to continue on her journey. Excuse me. And to me, it feels like the universe presenting, hey, here's the resource that you need to go and continue ruling your kingdom, being creative, being this creator, and also this destructive force to destroy the things that aren't necessary, rebuild and focus on the intent. And again, this is like the story of the alchemist the entire time. He's like leaving behind his sheep, and he's leaving behind all these different things that he builds up in the alchemist to go find his personal legend, his treasure. And so the signs, the omens, the things that are presented for us to follow the light of the treasure that's before us. That is our journey, our personal legend. And we get to follow that. Like, we don't have to work so hard on all these different things get somewhere. Our legend, our treasure is presented for us, and we just have to, for one, just be patient, because it'll happen. Finding that stillness, that calm, will allow us to see the omens, to see the signs that we need to follow to find that treasure, to become our own personal legend. And I love that she has found her light. She has found her treasure. She has her sights fixed. And I think in some ways this is, the hidden energy comes in because she hasn't, we haven't quite found that. She has found her treasure. And so I feel like the Knight of Cups or the Knight of Pentacles is the journey along the way, the omens that we have to find, the light that is leading us to the Queen of Cups, to our treasure, to that golden chalice that we get to hold inside of our hands. And I think there's so much magic in this, in these two cards telling us, hey, what's your omen? What's your treasure? What, or like, what's, where's the light? What are the signs telling you so that you can get to your treasure in the end? What you got?
No, I love that you brought up the alchemist. It's perfect. For me, the reason she's hidden is that it's like that the thing in the background that you don't realize is running the show. It's always the moving force, right? The thing that you don't realize is happening while you're in your stillness. We were talking about her intense focus on this card, I mean on this cup, right? She's so intensely focused that she's got that it reminded me of the RBF, right? On the outside it may appear that way when you're intensely focused on some other thought rather than whatever, or just concentrating on whatever's being said, right? You get that look. She almost looks angry. She's so
Yo,
intently.
get out of my way. I am focused.
Yeah. But what came to me in this is how she's so intensely focused that she's actually what shaped this the cup in the way that it looked like. Her thoughts are what, like her mothering, her nurturing, her creative thoughts are what made it take this shape of something that resonates for her as a queen, as the master. And what makes her the queen is that she is that intensely. She knows what it takes to create something, bless you. We noticed the little mer people here. I never noticed that before until Elias was asking, is that little, does that have wings back there? Because it kind of does look like the water back here behind this little mer baby.
It's a
Like,
tail.
he's got a little tail, it's got the little water wings behind him. And for me, that's like when you're that intensely focused in the emotions of the thing that you're manifesting, your creation. And it is the spiritual of this, for me, it is of this stillness, right? You you can only create more things that are of the water, of the emotions, in that, you know, and the way that the stones are under her feet, for me, kind of made it seem like, yeah, she almost looks like a mermaid herself. The way that she's got her legs kind of tucked behind her, or at least one leg tucked behind the other, it looks like. Kind of bringing them into one, making it like a little mermaid tail, right? She's got mer babies. She's all about the water, all about the emotions, all about creation, creativity.
Fertility.
That too. Yeah, but like I said, it's the thing that you don't realize is running the show. And that for me is what makes it hidden. Because this, here you are so still that you're, not only your steed, but you're growing stuff out of your head. This is the action that you're suited for. You were talking about the journey that you're going on, and the journey is right there where you are. You don't have to go anywhere to hand this to her, right? And you're facing each other. You just got to hold it. You got to hold it like it's the real thing. Like, you have it in your hand. And it's just, this is manifestation right here. It's getting clear on what you have in the stillness, in the creative process, the male, female. This is like not necessarily planting of the seeds, but holding it. It's already been planted. The planting of the seed would have been the Ace of Pentacles, right? This is holding that. This is the what it is to nurture that, the resources, the thing, the reality of the thing is to hold it like it's already done. So there's nothing that you need to do. Everything that needs to be done is gonna come to you organically, naturally. Not in the things that you think you need to do to achieve the thing, but in the things that are growing out of you, that are coming from you. That's what it is to be mentally prepared, to be so knowing, holding the reality that that there's nothing for you. You do anything and you're just disrupting the whole thing. And throwing off this intense focus. But if you let yourself, if you let the things just come out of you, it's this is where you find your mastery, and this is the access to this. This is what's coming out of this stillness for me. That's what I got.
I love that you said, like, as you're talking about the night, I realized that the night is us. It is our journey. We are on our journey, like we were saying. And I think we are, again, we're getting to that Queen of Cups. We're getting to that treasure, to the creativity, where we get to admire all the things that we've built, that we've done, the things that we've experienced and created. And we are on that journey right now. Like, there is no, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to describe that, but like, it's not like everything that we've experienced, everything that's happened in our lives has led up to where we are now. And in some senses, we are at that Queen of Cups. We can stand back and look at our lives and say, wow, look at all the things that have happened to create who I am today. And we just have to step back and look at that because it's hidden from our sight. And we're still going towards our higher self. We're still going to that royalty, that reign, that ultimate person that we will become. But we're also still on our journey. We're still finding the resources. We're finding and utilizing these resources and bringing them to our higher self. And our higher self is tomorrow, is a week from now, is years from now. It's, you know, the wiser self that can reflect and say, look at where I've come. And I think it just comes down to there's really nothing outside of the present moment. And when we sit in that present moment, which is debatable because we're always in our present moment, but if we sit in our and observe the present moment, what we're thinking, what's going on in our mind, what's going on around us, and observe the things that are happening in life, we're able to see the abundance that's happening, all the things that have worked together to bring us to the point that we are now. And we see our journey, we see the past, and we can see kind of where we're going. We can see that future in a lot of ways. But it takes stepping back a little bit from being so absorbed in the present. Because whatever's happening, and I know that we have the power of now, the power of presence, but we're always in this present moment, whether we're wrapped up in our thoughts or we're engaged in doing something or we're observing the people and the things that are happening around us, whatever our mind and energy is focused on, that's our present. But being able to step back and observe, that is something special, I think. And something that I have been feeling in my own self, my own energy lately, is to say, hey, step back a little and just watch. Watch all the things come to fruition. Watch the resources and the abundance that you already have, the infinite potential that is already right in front of you. And when I've done that, everything seems to be coming together. All the hope that I was hoping that I would have, hoping for the hope is here. I'm able to see, wow, I have a lot going for me. There's a lot of really cool things happening in my life right now. And I can't wait to see where that goes to, like what gets built and what challenges will I have when that stuff starts getting built? Where will I be? And I don't have to decide what I want specifically in the future. I just have to decide now, what do I want to experience now? What do I want to do with this abundance, these pentacles, the freedom to play? How do I want to experience that? And then go out and just get to experience it. And course correct if we want to course correct. Apologize to people if we need to apologize. Or, you know, that whole process of repentance. It's not necessarily to, like, get on the right path. It's more of, oh, hey, I neglected this thing. I want it back in my life. Or, you know, I'm out of harmony with this thing. I want to be in harmony with that. And sometimes we don't need that harmony, and sometimes we do. But I think that's the beauty of getting to be in that flow, that liquid state of just change and movement and relaxation into the now. You and your cool shades over there.
My color therapy. I thought of something that you had said before too, when you're so, I think the key is to be so focused on what's coming from you that you shut everything else out. You shut out the opinions of others, what others think that you need to do. Because I think the key is to see what we are made of. Because that's, I think, what our purpose is to bring our special medicine, our special imagination, you know, whatever it is, the stuffs that we are made of, to the world. And I think it's perfect that it's this. For me, it's like the same person here, the male and the female, the energies in one, and it's just the physical and the spiritual, but it's the one, it's one. What comes from you? Sure, you can, you know, hear things and consider what's being said, because that's also you attracting what you, whatever's in your space about it, but it's still got to come from you, from your interpretation, from what you're going to make of that stuff. Yeah, that's what came to mind, is that I don't think it was said during this portion of it, that you're so intensely focused that you shut everybody else out. And because I want to make sure that what you said got into this, right?
I think that's a beautiful aspect too. And again, I think that comes with balance, because you don't have to do anything, but there's this balance of seeing the signs and the omens and listening to other people, learning from what other people's experiences have come from, but trusting your own experience, trusting your own decisions, trusting the things that are happening inside you. And the other day when we were on our meditation, and asking my guide what's happening, what's going on, and what about these decisions that I have to make? And it was just immediately like, yeah, I've got to make my decisions myself. That's hard. But those decisions are my own to keep. No one else can make those for me. They can, and I can give those to other people. You know, most of our society is really good at letting other people make decisions for us and telling us what's right and wrong. And that's okay. But I think the real growth happens when we accept that we have to make decisions, and accepting that everything that happens after that decision is ours to own. And it's okay. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. We still get to experience life. You know, given that, you know, if we're going to, well, never mind. I'm not going to go into all the what ifs about that statement, but we get to just play with the things that happen and play with the emotions that happen. You know, sadness and anger can also be a type of play. There's a reason that kids embody that as they play with each other. They have to know how to have that sadness, or how to have that anger, and what's that feel like. And I've mimicked this from my parents, or this thing that happened in my life, and I need it enacted out again so I can figure it out. We get to play with all of these things that happen. And just, you know, for me personally, I am an extreme experiential learner. I can learn from other things. I can get all these beautiful concepts in. But until I go and experience it, I haven't embodied it in my system. And so I've had a lot of things where I've been experiencing some kind of, how do you say it? Like out there decisions. Like I've made decisions that aren't really what other people would have conformed to. But I've been able to look at those and experience and be like, ah, I see what that did. And I'm not sure that I like that now. And so I could say, all right, I want to make some more harmony in this way. I want to, you know, say I'm sorry, or I want to do this other thing and create the harmony so that we can get the energy flowing in the direction that I want it to go and be in more alignment with the thing that's really going to give me life. Mm-hmm. It's all about giving life.
I love that you're using the word decision, because that's what this you know brings up for me. Like you were saying, decision. I was like, this is exactly decision right here. Because to decide is to cut off or kill off any other option. Getting so clear on what it is that you're manifesting, that you've killed off any other option, killed off any other way of being, any other opinion, whatever, you're so intently focused on that. The circles that I've run in before, kind of get triggered, correct you when you're using the word decide because it has the word side, like the genocide, homicide, whatever it is, to kill off. They want you to use choice instead, which is more free, more like, which has its place if you're just going with the flow. But this is about a decision here. And like surrendering and being steady in this decision that you've made.
Because there's a balance between deciding the structure of deciding and the chaos of freedom, of being free to choose. There's a balance. You have to have both. You have to be able to be free to choose, and then you have to create the structure of deciding. It's a beautiful thought. I love that.
I feel like, yeah, it you've you almost need you need one to have the other, I think. Because the choice is supposed to be just on a whim, like you there's no reason for it. It's the thing that you went with, the thing that you grabbed, just because it's the thing that you grabbed, right? But I think that comes with that freedom of knowing who you are when you, 'cause when you're making these this is more of a knowing thyself thing. You know how to manifest, you know all this stuff. When you're making choices from just being chaotic and all over the place, not really knowing who you are, you're going to get a different quality of choice than that carefully crafted, knowing thyself, knowing what you want, and then coming from that, because for me, it sounds rigid, it sounds all this, but that's where the freedom is for me. In that knowing, in that, because otherwise there's worry, there's did I make the right choice? Did I, after the aftermath is questioning myself. But when I know myself, when I'm certain, when I'm behaving like, because if I make this choice, what I'm creating is I'm certainty in the unknown, whatever. That's gonna give me a different quality of choice that I know I'm not gonna regret afterwards. I'm not gonna question it. Yeah.
I love this thought of like knowing yourself, because I think I was questioning this like even today, like or yesterday maybe. What is myself? Like, I don't know what myself is. And that's the exploration a lot of times. But I think knowing myself is trusting whatever decision I've made, living with it, just owning it and saying, yeah, I made this decision. And here's the next thing that's coming along. Here's the next part. I couldn't have predicted exactly what was going to happen, or even if I did predict what was going to happen, now what do I get to do? All right, I have another decision, and that decision leads to another. And that's like the freedom. We're stepping into these parallel universes in a lot of ways, stepping into the next system, stepping into the path that we're creating. The path is sometimes right in front of us, but we get to create that path. And I think that's the beauty of everything that's around us. There's always going to be the next step, the next thing to choose, the next place to go. And it's just trusting and owning ourselves, knowing that we are whole and we are complete, And yet there's still more to add to that completeness. There's still more to be able to grow and experience. And I think that's so cool that we get to do that. That we are whole, but we get to have more. We get to keep going, and it just doesn't stop until we're dead. And even then, hopefully, it keeps going. I haven't died yet. I mean, I kind of died, but only partially died. So
only the thing that needed to die. My tail was wagging on that one.
I've got a tree that I keep bouncing on, so every time I get excited, I bounce on the tree.
Oh, that's funny. It just reminded me of the earthquake last night. My brother's like, sorry, I was moving my movie mountains. My fault. Anywho.
All right. Well, I think that's what we got for you.
Yeah.
So go find your journey. Keep going on it. Trust the omens, the signs, and just know that you already got your treasure and you got more treasure coming to you.
Yes. You are the treasure. That's how you know yourself. You are the droids you've been looking for.
Heck yeah. All right. Love y'all.
50s.
Be amazing. Kapoom.
Let the shift hit the fan. Let the shift hit the fan.